Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Ehud, whose name means unity, now lives up to the meaning. Having delivered God's pointed message to fat Eglon at Jericho, quote, "He blew the trumpet in the mountains of Ephraim, and the children of Israel went down with him from the mountains, and he led them. Then he said to them, 'Follow me, for the Lord has delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand.'" Judges 3, verses 27 and 28. From there, they traveled to the southern fords of the Jordan, cutting off the Moabites' flight from Jericho back to their home country on the other side of the river. Quote, "At that time they killed about 10,000 men of Moab, all stout men of valor. Not a man escaped." Verse 29. The following verse gives the happy result for Israel. Quote, "So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel, and the land had rest for 80 years. Verse 30. Meanwhile, on the western slope of the mountains, the Philistines were encroaching on the Israelites in the foothills. So we're introduced to, quote, Shamgar, the son of Anath. Verse 31. Shamgar, probably a farm boy minding his own business, decided that the Philistines' interference wasn't right. One thing led to another, as they say, and in the end, Shamgar, quote, "killed 600 men of the Philistines with an ox goad." Our outline might read, a solitary warrior, a spectacular win, a surprising weapon. An ox goad was not just a little stick. Some have been found to be 8 feet long and 6 inches wide at the stout end. Of course, it was the pointed end that did the business. Then the author adds, quote, "and he also delivered Israel," verse 31, just by the way. So Shamgar's life is contracted into one sentence. How would yours read? Like Ehud and Shamgar? Faithful where they were with what they had and used by God for his glory?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.